Welcome to the Matt Zediker Show, presented by Wharf Casual Seafood. The coast is here. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Good evening and welcome back to the Matt Zediker Show here at the Wharf Casual Seafood, where the coast is near. How about that? I love that. Alex Bauman, KJ McCurley, and with me also the head Tiger coach, Matt Zediker. I'm going to be handing this headset here in just a second to a guy that had a super game last Thursday night. I'm here to tell you, he showed out and showed up. We're going to talk with Kevin Chapman, but first I'm going to let these guys handle this show. And Coach Zediker, I got to ask one thing first of all. That trophy, I'm sure, looks pretty good in that trophy.
Yeah, it does. It was time for it to come on home, and hopefully we're going to enjoy it this year, and then get started back next year. We'll see if we can keep it where it needs to be.
And Coach Zediker, I mean, coming out last week like you did, not just winning, but sending a message to a rival, to do it with class also.
Yeah.
It was a pretty – after the first drive in the second half, had a few penalties. Yeah. After that, it really was just clicking on all cylinders. Defense played their tails off the whole game, and this guy right next to me took off behind some good blocks.
He sure did. Well, I thought probably the key to the game was we gave up a long kickoff return, and, probably didn't kick the ball right where we wanted to kick it and got down there, got a first down, had first and goal at the 7, and defense just stepped up, you know, and it was one of those situations like, here we go again. But I just think once they got that goal line stand, man, everybody just kind of settled in, and we're like, okay, let's go do it. And defense played lights out, and when defense is playing well, man, and offense is scoring points, it all clicks, and it's good. And this young man probably had one of the best runs I've seen in my career.
I'm telling you, I felt like my call was pretty good with it, but yeah, it didn't do it justice, man, because he broke that tackle right close to midfield, Alex, and he just didn't stop running. We saw the offense really, for the first time in several years, in blue and white click. Talk about that running game.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing to watch that. Kevin, you want to talk about how you were able to stay balanced with that run and score that touchdown? Because we were up there wondering how you even were able to keep your hands and feet off the ground from touching.
I'll probably give it to my coach here. We be having – at practice, he gave us a lot of training and work to do on gym with on players and stuff. We probably had ladder drills,
hurdles,
you know, it's a bunch of stuff to help your balance, you know, with your footwork. Yep. It's really how our linemen helped us get big runs that game to give us assist to win.
And talking about the offense as well, outside of Kevin, you know, you had your offensive lineman, like Kevin talked about, getting him blocks. But JJ, the growth he had as a quarterback coach, can you talk about that for a minute?
And then
Kevin talk about it as well from a player perspective.
Year two with JJ is just, you know, you see the next step he's taking, and JJ works tirelessly. You know, I've been on the show a bunch to tell you, you know, he's his own critic. He's a perfectionist. He is continuously working every minute he's got. And, I think, you know, just the next progression and Coach Williams' offense coming in and really settling in, and he sat with him and understands what we're doing, and just had a tremendous game. You know, he threw the ball well. He ran the ball well. He's a threat to take it to the house anytime. So that's kind of a two-headed monster back there. But, before, and I'm sure Kevin's going to mention, man, it all started with our offensive line. We feel like that's one of the best-kept secrets in 3A right now. We're going to keep it that way. But, man, they opened up some holes. That unit has really gelled as a brotherhood right there. They all love each other. They kid around, but man, when they get in that line, they go at it, and it makes it fun for running backs like Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, sir. JJ's been an amazing QB this year. He's been able to keep his head straight forward, get the reads, know when to pull the ball. He uplift the whole team at certain times, like on the field. Like we had got stopped, he had told us, we just going to come out here on this next drive and give it all we got. We got it. We had got that touchdown that drive and came back. He just keep his head straight on the game. He's a great guy. Great guy.
When your quarterback's the emotional and vocal leader, leading by example, man, I know it just makes a world of difference. But not only were your offensive linemen straight blocking well, they're getting out and pulling on some of those plays, and they're getting out and moving. Talk about that and how that just kind of spurs your vision as a ball carrier. When you see that, do you just kind of, all right.
Yeah, it just made me happy. Like seeing Carson and Big Garrett come around the corner pulling, giving me the cutback. It'd be amazing. Like it's a green field, ain't nothing but grass, straight end zone. it's amazing how.
Yeah, we got to say too now on a lot of our long runs, man, we got to give a little love to the receivers blocking in the perimeter.
Absolutely.
They did a good job of blocking. You know, I'd say about a 50-50 night that we had some misses, but, you know, they sprung a lot of those runs in the open field as well.
And, Coach, not to move on from offense, but to talk about defense, that was one of the best defensive games I've seen in my years covering high school football. Outside of the one broken play that Comer was able to score on, that was a pretty lights-out performance. Can you talk about the performances you saw from your guys on the field defensively?
Yeah, listen, I just think it's a credit to being in year two. You know, we put a lot of emphasis in the offseason, man. We spent about 3 months just going through with a fine tooth comb every intricacy of our defense. You know, we had what we call shark school 2 days a week every day for 3 months. And so what it does is when a high school kid understands what we're calling, what they're supposed to do, and they're not having to think, do I go here or go here, man, then they can just play free. And so I think it's just a year two thing where we're really understanding what we're doing, and then it helps to have the athletes we have. You know, I thought our front, again, defensively, when they can get the push they get, man, that opens up the linebackers to be able to flow. And then our backside is really coming together back there. We had one busted coverage and overran the touchdown. Other than that, man, we're close to having a shutout. But, you know, compared to last year to this year, you know, it's funny. I went back and watched some film on Fayetteville last year. This weekend, just kind of get a feel of them, and I was looking at our defense, and it's just amazing how much better we are from year one to year two. And was really proud of tackling. You know, we put a lot of emphasis this offseason on tackling. We tackle every day, and that was Achilles' heel last year. And so a pretty good first game, but we're nowhere near where we need to be and where we want to be. But we're where we are after the first game, so we're happy with that.
And you mentioned the defense and the defensive line in particular, and as you should, you got a guy like Justice Washington.
Yeah.
You're going to draw double teams several times.
Yeah.
But it's not just Justice Washington and Beckley. I mean, when you got guys like Edward Hawley and Jackson Wheeler playing out of their mind at the linebacker level, and then you go to a step further on the back end, you're breaking up passes outside of that one busted coverage, as Alex alluded to. It really was a spotless defensive game. You couldn't pick anything else apart from where we sat consistently. Your guys, I think, set the tone on that side of the ball, and the offense was just bound to feed off that, I think, at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, you can't be any more prouder of Edward Hawley. We kind of gave him our defensive player of the week, man. He had a heck of a game.
He had six
tackles. I think he had two sacks. He had a fumble, caused a fumble. He had a pick. Should have been a pick six. We're going to get picky on things. We don't need to pick block people in the back. But just a great game for a sophomore, you know, a young man getting his first start in the varsity, man. And then Jackson, and you mentioned Wheeler, you know, he does a great job of getting everything set. He's the quarterback right there in the middle and getting the front set. But Amari Hale now, he's hard. Listen, that little joker gets through the line, and he's
see Kevin Chapman giving the affirmative nod with a smile. He's got a little bit of that barking in him, don't he?
Yeah. He's too small. He can get right through they can't touch him.
Yeah. But listen, we're going to stay humble. I mean, it was the first game, you know, and there's a lot of things, you know, that we know we need to improve on and can improve on. But very excited for how we played that game. And now had to bring them back down to earth a little bit this week, you know, and get ready for a really good Fayetteville team. You know, it was an 8-win team last year. They've been in the playoffs. They know how to win. They've beaten us 2 years in a row. So we can't take anybody lightly. But if we can play like we did last week, then, you know, that gives us an opportunity to win.
Kevin, talking about the defense, what's it like going against those guys in practice, and how has that made you a better player?
It makes me better in a certain type of way, because coming off the line, off the ball for them, it helps the O-line get better, and it helps me get better reads on how to cut back and do certain things at a higher speed and a higher pace, because having like Justice Washington coming off the edge, you know,
you got to move.
He can't scare anybody.
He done got me a few times, but he gives me a challenge to get through there. He gives me a good challenge.
Yeah, it was an incredible game. Defense, offense playing well together in the second half. Another big thing, Coach Zediker, we were close one time, but no turnovers.
Yeah.
You play like you did on defense. You don't turn the ball over. More often times than not, you're going to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of our goals. You know, we have offense goals and defensive goals. Offensively, we want to have a zero turnover game, and defensively, we want to have three or more, you know. And other than a just mishap on a punt, You know, I was very proud of them protecting the ball. And listen, we're a ball hawk defense. And to Kevin and the offensive side, you know, we went best on best all fall camp. And, man, it was hard to get the ball away from. So Coach Williams done a really good job of making that a point of emphasis. Let's not give the ball up. And, again, exactly what you said. If we're not giving them extra opportunities, that usually leads to some success and probably – I don't even know if we had a game last year where we didn't turn the ball, you know. So, you know, everything's progressing like it needs to progress.
All right, we're going to step aside for just a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Matt Zediker and Kevin Chapman about the upcoming game this Friday against Fayetteville.
Looking for more than just another job? Cooper Steel South is hiring. Starting pay is $27 an hour with production bonus opportunities, company paid uniforms, and an excellent benefits package, including a 6% 401k match. Employees also have access to the on-site Cooper Clinic, serving them and their immediate families. Plus, exciting upgrades are on the way, including a new fabrication shop, break room, and locker rooms. If you're 18 or older, learn more at CooperSteelSouth.com. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is proud to cheer on the Childersburg Tigers. Every game, every season, and every student athlete represents the pride and tradition of the Childersburg community. We're proud to support the coaches, families, fans, and students who make Tiger Athletics such an important part of this community. Here's to a great season and plenty of reasons to celebrate. Go Tigers! From Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Continuing the conversation on the road to Friday Night Lights, you're listening to the Matt Zediker Show.
Welcome back to the Coach Matt Zediker Show, live from the Wharf in Sylacauga. Coach, we talked a little bit about last week. Before we get into Fayetteville, did y'all get out of last week healthy? Any injuries or anything?
Yeah, just your game, your regular games, bumps and bruises. But for the most part, you know, we're pretty healthy going into this week. You know, we got some people in ice and ice baths every day, but should be good to go on Friday.
And we were talking last segment, you mentioned it briefly about watching film on Fayetteville. What have you noticed about those guys and what you look forward to playing against on Friday?
Yeah, listen, to hold Coosa Central team, who's full of athletes, to 18 points, man, their defense tackles really well. You know, we played Coosa in our spring game, and I thought defensively they played lights out. Obviously, the quarterback is the biggest factor for us defensively. He can take it to the house at any time. He's got elite speed. He throws a really good ball. He commands the offense very well. So we're going to have to contain him, try to keep him in the pocket a lot, not let him escape. And when he does get in the open field, man, we got to corral him up. We got to try to run him down if we can and run him out of bounds. And, listen, I think, you know, I know they graduated some of their linemen, but the linemen that they do have are coming off the ball really well defensively. You know, Coach Moore's got that team attacking really good. You know, they're going to give us a lot of inside blitz. I'm suspecting they'll probably get some outside pressure too. And so we're going to have to be, again, like we were last week, you know, solid in our game plan. We're going to have to execute, hold the mistakes to the minimum. We're going into a hostile environment down there, you know, and I know that crowd will be fired up. And so we're going to have to handle our business, handle our emotions, and just, you know, try to do what we do best.
And, Kevin, last week, obviously a huge win for the school of Childersburg and what has been building up for what felt like 2 years. How do you ride that high into this game and mentally prepare yourself? What is the mentality in the locker room going into Fayetteville?
Kind of starting to just stay humble. You know, not letting that win get to our head too much. You know, Fayetteville is a good team. They went to the playoffs, so we can't really take them lightly. Like Cozy said, we lost it 2 years in a row, so we had a game plan for this. Watching them play Coosa, they did play really good. It is a great team. They have a great offense. So the fact that they did hold them up to 18, they were a surprise. And so we had to go in this game not being too focused on that one win, thinking we just come beat them, because they thinking the same way, because at the same time we did go on 10 last year. So they not probably thinking too much of it. But this year we are going to come off the ball hard, probably give them a good couple few good runs, you know, get up in there. You try to hold them to the most.
Yeah, and the Wolves, as you mentioned with Presley Duke, they're going to bring a balanced attack, going to lean a little bit on the run on offense. But I want to mention one thing, because you know they're kind of playing for some momentum right now, being 0-1. You guys, on the flip side of that, at 1-0, he kind of alluded to it as staying humble. Mm-hmm. Talk about how you can do that for this game as a coaching staff. That I thought you guys called an outstanding game, game start to game end, both sides of the football. I really thought you guys did well. Also, one thing, too, the best way, to, in my opinion, to keep an offense like Fayetteville from scoring is keep them on the sideline. Yeah. How do you prepare for that and try to get some long offensive drives, as we saw you're more than capable of doing with this guy behind in the backfield and that offensive line?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to begin with, you know, we didn't win a game last year. We haven't won in a few years, you know. And so it's now we had a little bit of success, and how do we handle winning? You know, and how do we go about our business of preparing? I thought probably the best I've seen our team prepare last week since I've been here. They were focused. They did a lot of things. And so that's kind of been the focus this week. We got to prepare even more. You know, it's another county rivalry team. We want to go undefeated in county games, you know, this year. And so learning how to win and continue to be humble and prepare for that. And then what was the second part? That was a lot of questions.
It was just two, but I do load them down. The offense last week, yep. You know, you several times had a methodical drive, capped it off with six. I think that can be important with an offense like Fayetteville, is taking some time off that clock, winning time of possession, and doing some long offensive drives. Really saw it come into play, especially in the second half.
Yeah, listen, and Corey does a really good job of taking what the defense is going to give him. So, you know, I'm never going to tell him to take his foot off the gas. If we can score, we're going to score and score in bunches. And then, you know, but if we do feel like we have a grinding out kind of offensive line with a power back, and then Dallas coming in there being a scat back, that we can run some clock off. So, and I thought we did a good job of that last week once we got a lead and just kind of, you know, controlled the clock, you know, and methodically put out 4 or 5 yards and going down the field and try to run that clock out. So, absolutely, the Duke kid on the sideline is our best defense for sure.
No question about that.
And, Coach, we didn't see a whole lot of passing last week, obviously with the dominance that J.J. and Kevin and Dallas had on the ground, but you saw a few passes here and there. What are some guys offensively as pass catchers you're looking forward to when you open up that playbook, they're going to make some big plays?
Yeah, I think you got to start with Tristan Powell. You know, he's primed to have a good one right there. And he had some catches last week. You know, we got him on some screens and some tunnel screens and missed him on a long ball, just barely won. But, you know, again, I think it's what the defense gives you. You know, Comer played a lot of shell behind their defense, and so there wasn't a lot of things we can get to. But Tristan Powell's going to be big in the passing game. Jacoby Thomas is another one that has really come on as a receiver for us. We feel like we can get the ball to him. Anytime you get the ball to Mar Hill, good things happen, you know, in the slot. And then I'm gonna throw another name out there that we were really impressed with his first football game last year, and he's going to get last week, and he's going to get a lot more playing time this way. But a young man named Javen McKinney, you know, for his first game, we feel like really made a nice jump in his progression as a player, blocked extremely well, ran his routes well, you know, even when he wasn't getting the ball. And so that's a name you might want to look for. He's going to get some balls thrown his way as well.
Yeah, he also played a little defense in that second half, too.
He sure does.
That's good.
Kevin, we've talked about a few underclassmen that have made impact plays in the early part of the season, Edward Holly being one of them, Amari Hale, two sophomores. Who are some guys in the locker room that may not be seniors or noticed by a lot of the public that you've seen grow and become better over the summer and spring?
Jeremiah and Zorro. They put in a lot of work on the offseason this season. I'm trying to think. Yeah, Zorro. I had to give it to Zorro.
That's McMillan, our corner.
He works every time. He works every time. He might be, I don't know too much about Zorro.
Just inexperienced a little bit.
He come out there and play hard every time. He going to come down. He's going to tackle you. He's going to get a hold of you. He's going to get you down.
Yeah, and that defensive effort last week really helped you in the second half. You're going to lean on that this week with Presley Duke, of course. There's some other athletes there, a team that I know very extremely well from working with them last year. But, man, talk about it is a road game, but one advantage of this road game is that you don't have to go too far.
Yeah.
Talk about what might be different or the same with your routine pregame this week.
Well, it's just, you know, it's our first true road game. You know, we took a 22nd bus ride last week to the home field, so we couldn't really consider that a road game. But it is. It's just mentally getting ready. You know, you got to pack all your stuff up. You're in a different environment. You're not in your home environment. And so, you know, it's can we go on a road? Can we handle our business? Can we keep our composure, you know, and execute what we're trying to do? And so, you know, it's a test, you know. The one thing that I'm looking for is, you know, we front run that whole game against Comer. You know, we ain't really been hitting the mouth. We haven't been down yet. So how do we handle that if they come out and jump on us early? How do we handle that adversity? You know, how do we handle that mental part of it? And can we come back? And so as a coach, you're always looking and trying to put them in those type of situations in practice. Kevin probably tell y'all go off on them and try to bring them back. But, I mean, you know, you're always preparing them for a situation that may happen in a game. And so, you know, that's as a coach, and as a coach, that's what you're thinking about. All right, if they do come out and – and, you know, that guy right over there, Coach Limbaugh's got a book of trick, books of trick plays about this big right here. So you got to prepare for something to come out, you know, an onside kick or something like that for them to get momentum. So it's just, you know, we'll just see how we can handle it all. And, it's a great test, and it's a county test. It's a county rival, and we'll see how we do it.
And I think in one unit I'm going to keep my eye on again is that, again, that offensive line, because yeah. if they can match that physicality on the road. I mean, Kevin, there were times in that second half, man, the defense knew we were going to run it, and didn't matter because it was blocked just so crisply, so well. And I think the more that teams do that and dare you guys to hit the thing that you barely missed off with Tristan in the first half, yeah. I think that's going to play to your guys' credit, because when you can run and pass, I know that makes it way easier for you, because then linebackers start thinking twice about coming up on you as quick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Last week playing at the old John Cox Stadium, this is a question for both of y'all. How was that feeling playing at a stadium and coaching at a stadium where there's a lot of legacy and legends that have played on that field?
Go ahead, kid.
I feel great. You know, my Uncle Tito used to play there. Back in the day, it was like an alumni game, sort of.
Yeah.
For old folks, so it felt good putting on for the town, you know, trying to go get that dub for them.
Yeah, it was a great community thing for us. You know, I haven't found anybody in our community that hadn't said, "Coach, thank you for doing that," or "Man, what a great opportunity it was for our kids." And people came to that game that hasn't been in a Childersburg football game in a long time, just to come watch it again in that old stadium. And you know, I felt a little pressure on about Tuesday and Wednesday last week, because they were saying, "All right, Coach, last time we played a game here, we didn't lose." But to these kids' credit, man, they came out and played lights out. So
yes, they did.
It was a really cool night, and man, just a kind of nostalgia night back in the day. And man, we had a lot of fun playing there.
You've made some coaching staff changes over the summer with you know, you still have Will Jackson as defensive coordinator, bringing in Corey Williams as offensive coordinator, and a couple positional coaches.
Yeah.
How have those guys changed your program and led to this point getting that first win last week?
Yeah, listen, I mean, if you talk about our front, we brought in two new front guys. You know, Jordan Forehand came in and is our defensive line coach, and has just done a tremendous job with them and the understanding of the defense and where they're supposed to go. He played defensive line. He played in high school. He played it in college. So he has a lot of experience. He's been coaching that position now for about 8-9 years, you know, in the high school level. And so that was a great hire for us, and the kids have gravitated to him, done really well. And then I've mentioned Thomas Elliott. We call him Tom Elliott. Coach Elliott, man, he's just he has so much knowledge of the game. He's been doing it a little bit less than me. He's been in it for about 26 years, but he's coached at all levels. He's coached high school. He's been in the college ranks. He's been in the NFL ranks. You know, he was the head coach of an NFL Europe team in Germany. And so, man, he's the really cool, calm guy that kind of just comes and settles everybody down. And if you'll do this, this will happen. And, man, our O-line is really gelled under him. And so you got to give a lot of credit to those guys. And, I think that was one of our strengths, absolutely, both sides of the ball. And so those guys are doing a great job for us.
Yeah, no question about that, Coach. And this week against Fedville, we mentioned it, road test, first one of the year. What other than Contain and Presley Duke do the men in blue have to do to come out of Farm Links Field with a win?
Well, I think one of the big emphasis we had to put on is as well as we played on offense and defense, our special teams still had some miscues, you know, had some mishaps. So we worked really hard this week on trying to sew up some of them some of them problems that we had. So special teams is going to come into play right there. You know, they got a hard-nosed running back. They got the number one's a really good receiver for them. And then they still have some size on that line, and their linebackers get after it. So, man, I think they're a well-rounded team that we're going to have to prepare for. And we haven't seen many weaknesses. So, man, should be a really good game, and we're going to do what we're going to do, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And let's you know, obviously whoever makes the least amount of mistakes. We had 9 penalties last week. We can cut them in half. That gives us another opportunity to be successful. And then stay on the turnover. You know, no turnovers on offense and create them on defense, man. And that's usually a recipe for success.
And, Kevin, what's it like working under Coach Cora Williams for the first time this year? And what's been kind of not the game plan, don't give it away, but what's been the mentality and the game plan of that offense this week?
Really good. You know, he's always installing something new for us. He's giving us a variety of plays this year. You know, under him, he's helped our offense a lot. I think he's really a big factor of us winning. You know, he gives us a lot of plays that can give us openness to go score. So he keeps a calm head. He keeps offense cool down. He really has glued us together this year and made JJ a good QB this year too, a great QB.
I think another thing we got going is that's an alumni guy. You know, he played for Childersburg. Mm-hmm. He was the quarterback at Childersburg. So he's got a lot of passion for his alma mater and wants it to be successful as well.
And he mentioned growth with JJ. We talked about it in the pocket. He just missed on the one throw, but he hit most everything else that he needed to hit. One thing that I saw from him several times, guys, and I'll get Kevin in on this as well. He last year where he might have threw off that back foot, he's stepping up into the pocket and he's putting things where they need to be. That growth is just special to see, guys.
It is, and again, like you're not going to outwork him. He always has a ball with coach. I'm taking a ball with me. If you find him on the weekend, he's throwing. And again, like I said, man, he's his own critic. He wants to be as good as he can possibly be. He's down on himself when he makes a mistake, but he's really good about coming back and correcting it. And you're right. The progression from last year to this year, he's turned into a really good high school quarterback.
All right, that'll conclude the Coach Matt Zediker show for this week from Wharf Casual Seafood in Sylacauga. We'll be back next week with Coach. And we'll be down there Friday at FarmLinks Field covering that game. You can watch it live if you're unable to make it to FarmLinks in Fayetteville. You can watch it live on the Tiger Sports Network Facebook or Childersburg Tigers Athletics YouTube. And we'll be down there, KJ McCurley, myself, and David McCurley. We'll have all the action for you if you're able to make it to Fayetteville.